Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. Awakening Matters is a sacred place. It's certainly where I reside in the sacredness of this moment. And it offers all types of different contemplations and contexts, everything from the earth plane to humanity's consciousness to the animal consciousness to Mother Nature, etc., and healing, and really everything and anything that pertains to life. And so I never prepare ever for what is going to be shared, because I keep myself open to receive what would be in the alignment to what is needed now more than ever. And so what's interesting is what came to mind. So welcome, if you're here, those in body and out of body. And what came to mind as I was in a focused intention was the user manual. And I thought, how interesting. User manual for life. A manual, and many have been written, but a manual, a book of instructions that says for every single human being, because God knows, as I truly believe, the animal kingdom receives that information every single day, as well as Mother Nature. And so I believe there's a constant communication that is ongoing and unending with all beings, except for humanity. And so if there were a user manual that could, so to speak, be present for each individual around the world, regardless of where you live, who you are, what form you've taken, what title you've taken, but it is a book, it is an instruction manual that at this point in your life, in this moment, that it would tell you, this is what to do next. This is how to feel next. This is what to reach for next. And then I said to the spirit guides and the infinite wisdom, I know there have been many books written, so is there a particular one to the universe I'm speaking that could apply and resonate with more people than not? And there was a pause, which there often is when I'm communicating with the universe. And it was every single human being walking around and breathing is turning their own page of that user's manual. You are walking, living, breathing instruction manuals to yourselves, to each other, and to all that is. And I thought, how interesting, in alignment with this, and I will go back to that, is my time spent in nature. I see, as a validation to what I'm saying, and never replace your own truth, only if it resonates, and then make it your own. But if there's a word, a sentence, or a construct here that inspires you or causes you to thrive, go with it. That means that there's something about you that you're ready to receive. There's something about you that you're ready to incorporate and integrate. And so back to nature. When I'm in nature and I'm looking at extraordinary trees that have been here long before man arrived, and then I turn my face and I'm looking at a clear cut area where all those trees have been severed. What I see is the communication between the trees that are present in present day And between the disembodied trees, the ancestral trees, the sacred geometry of every tree that was is still there. It's still present. You can see it energetically. You can see it in the field of consciousness. You can see it through your heart. You can see it through your third eye. And if you are truly working on who you are, you can see it through your eyes. And when I looked back and forth, I could see that those that are no longer in form but fully present are still communicating with those in form. They're communicating not just about themselves, mind you. They have their own clarity, so to speak, of a user manual. Why? Do they have a book? No, they don't need one. They have a connection to a language that started long before anything arrived on the earth plane. And that language is connected to creation. It's not only connected to creation, but it's connected to salvation of creation. To the salvation not just of Mother Earth, but of humanity, of the animal kingdom, and of everything that has consciousness and everything does, and that is present on the earth plane. So many people feel that when they take a walk in nature, they feel de-stressed. That when they take a walk or a hike in nature, they feel clarity. They can breathe. They feel peace. Often, who we surround ourselves with, whether it's people, whether it's environment, whether it's consciousness, affects our ability to have clarity. And so much more. But in going back to the user manual, we as human beings are not the center of the universe. We are visitors to this planet, visitors to this experience. We are not here to destroy each other. We are not here to destroy, most certainly, everything else that was created here. We are here to witness, to take in, and to make things better. I truly believe that. And so I say to you that your user manual, and this is important because I've lived it, your user manual might be filled with the worst context. What do I mean? I mean, if you now, or even prior from your entire life, have been told nothing but negativity, have been through trauma after trauma, have experienced the worst of humanity. And then as you got older, you kept experiencing the worst of humanity, even into your 50s and 60s. And you're wondering, my gosh, what is going on? Where is the goodness? Where is the light? Where is the love? And so what I'm here to tell you is, even if you've had extreme experiences of negativity or none whatsoever, it's about not only relating to one another, but being able to accept all of who you are and all of your life experience, not as continuing it, but saying that is what was, what is what I want now. And what I'm basically saying is what I've been hearing from the voices of Mother Earth, Father Sky, and everything in between, is that the very atmosphere, and I'm talking about, and stick with me, there's a lot tonight. I'm talking about oxygen, water, grass, atmosphere, everything in the atmosphere, sun, light, darkness, everything that I'm hearing The trees, the birds, the grass, the sky, the earth are talking about, they are talking about a change in the atmosphere. Less oxygen. The light is different and no longer infusing life. They're talking about the changes in space. And I'm talking about space between yourself and your couch, yourself and your dog. There is no space there. That's an illusion. There's sacred geometry holding the illusion of space. That sacred geometry is being affected in its ability to hold that illusion. And so when I start hearing from either a clear cut or a full forest, when I start hearing from the Sky Nation, the Earth Plane, when I start hearing from the trees, the birds, the grass, and the sky, that the very oxygen that we are participating in the atmosphere is changing, I go to the ancestry. I go to the clear cutting. I go to those without body, those without form, and I say, tell me. Because those in form are telling me there is a problem. And I don't go to the humanity that has created the problem to fix it. I go to those who have been here before. I go to the ancestry that has been wiped out and almost wiped out Mother Earth. And so I went to the council. What does that mean? It means I did a meditation and I asked with sacred honor and intent, please meet with me and talk with me. How is this affecting? What is happening? And how is it affecting the atmosphere? Because that includes everybody, everything. And tell me how those of us who are not wanting the oxygen in the environment to change, not wanting a blade of grass to ask for help from the tree across the way because it can no longer hear or see. And yes, you heard me right. Grass, trees, everything that you experience in your humanity, nature can do and does as well. Not to mention the animal kingdom. Just because you don't understand the language or hear it does not mean it does not exist. And for those of us who can hear it and understand it, we're here to tell you there's a problem. There's a problem, and it's so much bigger than the distractions and the planned attempt to distract people away from the dying of a planet. Because when the animals start surfacing from Mother Ocean, dead, gasping for air, we have a problem. We have many problems. But here's what I'm not here to say to you, we have problems. Duh. If you're listening, you're like, yeah, and? Because who's not feeling that there's problems? And if you're not dealing with problems, you're just avoiding the inevitable as well as trying to put off suffering now only creates it greater later on. So if the hard discussions aren't happening now, then you are setting literally the groundwork for disaster later. And you're choosing it. And so what I'm saying to you is, we're not problems. There are problems, but we are not problems any more than a blade of grass is. Can you imagine for just a extreme second that you're walking down the street and you start yelling at a blade of grass, one blade of grass? You start yelling at one blade of grass and blaming it for everything. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Not in what people would think or say. Who cares? I'm talking about Can you imagine where you're coming from and that you're not only blaming that blade of grass, but you're fully expecting that that blade of grass fix everything? And while you are angry at that blade of grass, you're stomping on it and yelling at it to fix everything. So there is a, definitely we are in a duality. The duality is extreme right now. But what I'm saying to you as we started, we mean my counsel, who I'm with every day and so deeply honored to be with them. But we started with a manual, a book of direction. And so after all of that, what I say to you is, you are a walking, breathing creator. What do you want to create? What do you want to focus on? Nobody's paying attention. Nobody is paying attention to you. Nobody is. It's between you and your soul, so that when you pass, you know that you went there and aligned between you and your soul, and you said, this is what I'm going to do. This is who I'm going to represent within and of myself. Because just like Mother Nature has a direct line to creation, so do you, so do I, so does every animal, every living, breathing, participating form, and that's everything. Everything has consciousness and has awareness. And so I'm saying to you, that if your life has been, again, I'm walking living proof, if your life has been, has had more negativity in it than light, that you've been told more times than you can count that you should be dead, that you will be dead, that you are dead, that you've been told that you're hated, that you'll never matter, etc., all that stuff. That, by the way, only a person or people who hate themselves create more hate. Only a person and people who do not and are not able to love themselves create more hate. And only a person or people who feel not only insignificant but insecure and do not feel worthy create false power by trying to gather with groups of like-minded people that feel false power and project it onto a person, place, or thing. And so what I'm saying to you is, based on my life, I am alive. Thank you very much. And my heart is intact and open. And I love who I am. And no one now or ever again will be able to take that away from me. And so what I say to you is not look at me. I could give a shit if you look at me. What I'm saying to you as a representation is it's possible for you to feel just as empowered, just as brave, just as compassionate, and just as clear, but not from a place that is false power, but from a place of clarity and worthiness and the mindfulness that the inner book of life exists within you and that you are connected to it. So how do you have access to it? First, you have to start dialoguing with yourself in truth, because that book won't open unto you unless you are speaking truth. And if you are not able to speak truth about yourself to yourself, this isn't about you and anybody else. It's about you and your soul. It's about you and what created you. That's what matters. So if you're not able to access anything, it's because you're afraid, which fear comes before anger. Anger simply covers fear, falsely and temporarily. And so I say to you that to access your inner book of instructions is to love yourself back to alignment. It's to start to say things, I am the light that I seek. I am the love that I seek. I am the worthiness that I've wanted others to see in me. I am the calm in the storm. I am able to react in a way that I cry and still love myself, even if others have their opinions. It's okay, because when you are clear with yourself, you understand one thing, that the family you were born into, if you were born into a family or the people that surround you, I hope for you that they are lifting you up, celebrating you, and that you can do that for each other. But if by chance you grew up in a family where they all spoke the same language. It was a language of disease. Let's just look at it that way for just a second. Just for a second. Could it be that you felt disconnected, not a part of, and literally physically thrown out because they, whoever it is, your boyfriend, your family, their family, whatever it is, wherever you are and you're feeling this, that the group consciousness of, as an example, a family that you don't, you look at and you watch them and you want more than anything to be invited in, but they gain false power in keeping you out because the language that you speak is not their language. So you start to see it as, oh, they all have a disease and I am well. Now let's take that to a bigger scale, people. They all have a disease and I am well. They don't understand my language because they are desperate to hold on to each other, therefore continue the disease. And so I never belonged in my family because I was well and stood apart from it. I mean, definitely we all experience negativity, and I'm taking it from a personal to a universal construct now and saying to you, you don't have to use the word disease. You can use the word whatever and wherever you are and your situation is. If you are feeling so hopeless, if you are feeling like you are done, and unfortunately so many people are feeling that right now, you need to look at it with new eyes. You need to look at it through your heart and understand, wait a second, I don't want to belong to that. I now realize that I belong to everything but that. I belong to everything, the whole entire universal consciousness, worlds, planets. I belong to everything except that. So all of a sudden the shift is, from the smallness of, I don't belong here, and I'm hearing that from so many clients, I don't belong here, I don't want to be here, etc., to, wait a second, I belong to all that is. And this portion right here is what I don't belong to. That's great. You know that. Now get to work. Because if you can see that, you have bravery. If you can feel that, you have compassion for yourself, and you have what it takes to be clear with yourself every day, every day. And most importantly, that smallness you felt no longer there, and now it's been replaced with authentic. Because this is the beginning of the instruction booklet, folks. You can't pass the first chapter and go, no, I don't, I'm going to go to the fifth or sixth chapter. Because great information on the fifth and sixth chapter doesn't apply, can't even be activated because you passed over the first and second chapter. What was the first and second chapter? All about you. You with you. Because if you don't fall madly and deeply into love with yourself, however you want to do that, negative thought, you replace it with the positive. I am the light that I seek. I am the love that I seek. Whatever words work for you, it seems so non-impactful. Let me tell you, you spend 3 days, just 3 days, changing your statements from negative to positive, change your world. And that's the beginning of changing the world. And so I don't care what side of the aisle you stand on politically, what I do care about and I will speak to you about is what matters is that your voice, wherever there is harm being done, wherever there is lack being offered, wherever there is hate being spewed, wherever there is divisiveness, ugliness, wherever it makes you feel bad, it was not part of the originating creative creator manual. We were visitors to this planet with so many others. We were here to witness, celebrate, see, and make better and lift each other up. And that made us feel good as well as those that we were lifting up. See, the manual talks about how would you recognize feeling good or being loved if you kept that from yourself? How would you recognize your place in the world and what you are capable of if you're looking to someone or a group of others to do it and then I'll be happy? Then I'll join it. Then I'll feel it. How will they know what is possible within their group consciousness if all they are focused on is imbalance? And so, no one is out of power. You have power within you that is connected to creator, universe, whatever word you want, it's created to your heart. It's connected to your soul. It's a power that is recognized at every step you take on this earth. I don't care if it's in your home or in your backyard or in a park. You are recognized as a sacred being, not by you maybe or the people around you. Doesn't matter. Hopefully you'll get to that point. But two, the land under your home and to every space in between. Humanity is the only animal on the planet that's forgotten its reason for being here. And so I say to you that humanity needs to empower themselves. So how do you do that? How do you do that, regardless of where you stand in your life and what's happening? You do that by understanding that you are a part of everything, and therefore you do have impact. It feels so big, doesn't it? It feels like, oh my gosh, so many problems. It's too big. I'm just one person. No. To the problem, hear this. To the problem, you are the entire universe looking at it. Not to you. To you, you're like, I'm just a person. To all these problems. But to the problem, you looking at the problems, you are the entire power of the universe looking at it. Now, here's the key. Once you start allowing yourself to shine your light brightly and to attract to you your own love, respect, kindness, and boundaries, whatever that means to you in your life, that your self-respect becomes higher than your desire to be liked, because you understand that you not only like yourself enough, but that your ability to like yourself means you are healing your trauma. But then you see the problems that are creating trauma all over the world. And so I say to you, Mother Earth will shake and shake and shake to calibrate. Mother Earth will shake to calibrate herself. And so I say to you, once you've moved through chapter 1 and 2, which is, oh, maybe I don't love myself. Oh, I didn't think I belonged. Oh, I am everything, everything but that smallness over there. That's okay. They can have it, but I'm everything else. And I am them when they return to a place of clarity, self-love, true empowerment. And so I say to you that you are a vessel. You are not only an instruction booklet, but you are a vessel. You are an electromagnetic vessel, literally, that holds frequency, light. Okay, so let me pause and say you put gas in your car and it moves, right? So when your car needs to move, you put gas in it. Why? Why? Because you want to move. And so you put gas in it. When you start to think of, I'm not just human, but maybe I'm a vessel energetically that doesn't need words only to affect mass consciousness. I can literally hold a frequency the opposite of harm, the opposite of hate, the opposite of struggle, and hold that so strong that it becomes magnified and creates its own electricity, creates its own wind, creates its own power. And when connected to others doing the same thing, it becomes a power, by the way, that's the highest vibrational frequency that cannot be taken down. Why? Because in order for an energy that's the highest vibrational frequency, which, by the way, nature is made of that, the highest vibrational frequency, what am I talking about? I'm talking about the clarity of the treetops reaching for the sky. That's the highest vibrational frequency. They don't grow sideways. They grow upwards for a reason. And so that's reaching for the highest vibrational frequency. And then, of course, part of the topic tonight is trees. God bless them, love them. But then all the way through them is the highest vibrational frequency. And so I say to you that once you become that, and God willing, groups and groups of people go within and activate their ability to be a higher vibrational frequency within them and connect, then you are talking about creating where creating has been, let's say it's in your life or your personal life or in the mass consciousness, where harm has been what's been creating or created, you are now reaching from nowhere but your living room. Your eyes are closed. You are internally lit up. You are sacred vibrational fire. And those flames of light are reaching through negativity and transmuting it and whispering in its ear, you have forgotten yourself. You have forgotten your place in this universe and on this world. You have forgotten not only why you're here, but that you're here. And you have forgotten that even in the greatest part of your hate, you are desperate for love. You have forgotten that you hate and create harm because you are punching the air because you did not experience love. And so what am I talking about? I'm talking about, is that a dialogue you have with somebody? You can, but I invite you to go within and become that sacred light fire, that energy and that frequency, together with others, and reach those places personally, universally, globally, where you literally transmute the harm and place the love and light back there. And I know so many people hear this and they're like, oh, airy fairy, love, light, let's love everybody. Let's hug it out. I'm not talking about that. No, I'm saying you are an instrument in the universe with the power within you to really make a difference. First, make that difference to yourself. And then you have the power to experience that difference with all others. I'm going to share briefly what I'm talking about. I was in a store today. I'm not going to name the store, but I was looking for something and I couldn't find it. So I went over to one of the workers there and I said, I'm sorry, but you know where the da-da-da is? He didn't even look up. I looked at him. I looked at his aura. I looked at what was going on for him. And I immediately felt compassion. That's who I am. And not all the time. I am human. So for all those who go, she's not human. She's just happy all the time and nothing ever matters to her. Didn't you love that? That's like a five-year-old. No, I am human. Believe me, I experience everything that humans do. So back to this. So, and that's okay, by the way. I celebrate that. I go back to this story, and so I say to this individual, and I see the burden, oh my God, the burden, the heaviness on this individual. That, by the way, has the job created that? No, I could see that it wasn't the job. It was the multitasking in his brain of all the problems, by the way, and carrying those on his back. That he was trying to be in four or five different places in his life and for other people without including himself and without even loving himself. But that's another show. And so when he didn't even look at me and he just muttered something, I said, thank you, and I walked away. And every step I took with him. In my mind and in my heart, I walked away from him. And when I took a step, I visualized him taking it. And I said, lift your burden. Bless you. Find peace. Let it go. Be okay. Know that you're loved. And I see you. Okay? Did I say those out loud? Was I like, can I be on the overhead in your store? I have something to say. No. It was just me internally. And that's why I'm talking about our power to make a difference. It was me internally talking with the inner microphone from my soul to his, compassionately, with wisdom, with grace, with clarity, and with understanding. I am not 2 seconds done from saying that. He turns the corner with tears running down his eyes, and he walks over to me. And I look up at him, and all I see around him is light, and I see not all, but a good portion of burdens that he released. I didn't. He released. I didn't do it. I offered him compassion, understanding, kindness. So somewhere in him, he had to be offering himself that, maybe on a soul level, to receive it. But he looked at me with tears in his eyes, and he said, wow. And I didn't even have to ask him what he was talking about. And then he said, let me walk you to the place where da-da-da is. So we walked in silence. And every step we took, he looked at me, and I looked at him. And he showed me where it was, what I was looking for. And this seems to some people whose maybe their hearts aren't open and they're in their minds or they're in fear. By the way, if you're just in your mind and you're not in your heart, you're in fear. You don't want to feel anything. So you're just in your mind, you just want to feel good things. I don't want to feel anything else. So if you're just in your mind and not in your heart, you're in fear. And so he and I created a life change for him and a validation for me that, my God, his soul heard me. And I was not only authentic, I did not get angry when he did not show me. I did not yell. I saw his burden and I said, thank you, and turned away and asked his guides, his soul, with my inner voice, to lift his burdens, man. Lift it. Raise the vibrational frequency. Raise the roof off of the burden that he feels he is unable to carry. And so then we hugged and said goodbye. And so the gratitude, 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 and that's me. I will always return to gratitude. But what I'm saying to all of you, listening or not listening, present or present at another time, you put gas in your car, put light in your soul. You put gas in your car, put love in your heart. You put gas in your car, put possibility that who you have been told you are is not who you are. Yeah, I did say that. Who you've been told you are is not who you are. If you've been told that anything's possible and the sky's the limit, I celebrate that. But if your life experiences have been trauma and you don't have construct and don't feel like you can make a difference, start making one in your own life. Because who you truly are as a human being, is connected to a source that every blade of grass, tree, sky, earth, animal, and person on a soul and heart level can hear you. You belong to everything. So to the part of you that was thrown away and didn't belong or is now struggling with being mistreated, being dishonored, whatever's going on in your life with family, friendships, relationships, whatever that is that's happening, move into yourself and move into a place of, I'm just going to simplify it, I have to be okay with myself and love myself so that this behavior is no longer okay, so you're not drawn to it. So there's no more erase, repeat, erase, repeat. And so I say to you on a much bigger scale, we have work to do, but what I love about the work I'm talking about is it's you in your quiet moments feeling your superpower. I said it, feeling your superpower. Am I talking about cartoons? No. I'm talking about your superpower. It does not have anything to do with religion. In fact, let's just take it a whole other degree. It has to do with electricity. It has to do with energy. It has to do with light bulbs. It has to do with the heating and air in your home. Let's just take it that level and say you are a superpower. So when you flip a switch and the electricity turns on what you need to turn on, turns on your coffee, your microwave, your oven, et cetera, that's a superpower. That's superpowered. So are you. And there are ways to activate that. And so I say to you, you are a walking, living, breathing manual of direction. It's very simple. If you are creating harm, you're not doing it right. If you are creating bridges, if you are creating connections, if you are creating opportunities for yourself first And then for others, if you are creating a feeling of goodness, vitality, well-being for yourself and then with others, that's why we're here. That's why we're here. Forget, I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about as a species. Why are you here? As a species, you are here as a part of something so much bigger than you. Stop killing it, harming it, poisoning it, cutting it out. And know that if you are, you're doing that to yourself as well. Start caring, even though it's scary to care, because you feel. I've got a newsflash for you. When you care and you feel, if you feel bad right after that, there's the possibility 150% you will heal that and feel good, and the good will feel so much better. Stop running from your own self-mastery and why you're here. And I'm going to do a workshop on this. I will put it on my website, and I will help others activate, and let's blow the roof off. Let's do it. Let's do it, people. Let's blow the roof off in our superpower, and not because we are cartoons, but because we are vessels of frequency and vibration. I love you. You matter. And you're alive right now on the earth plane for a specific reason, and a part of that is everything I just said. Go to my website, Cynthia Sloan, SLON9.com, and I will have something on there about the workshop.